The Average Network takes you to the halls of the Senate for coverage of the Republican filibuster over President 43's judicial nominees. As we join the senators, Senators McConnell and Hatch are addressing the chamber. Let us be very quiet and go in.
Is it not true, I ask my esteemed friend, the chairman of the judiciary, that when Judge Hans Heinz Cobalt was presented to the Heritage of Blood Foundation, he was given a voting score of perfect?
That's right, my esteemed friend from Kentucky. Judge Cobalt was deemed by our cowardly, slimy friends across the aisle to be outside the mainstream. Apparently, just because the Honorable Judge Cobalt believes that Kaiser Wilhelm was the greatest human of the last century. Now, I don't know if the judge believes that or not. Neither do any of the leech-like, venal, disgusting slugs who oppose him.
May I ask my dear honorable near-perfect friend from the glorious grand state of Utah, who also happens to be the greatest judiciary chairman in the history of the universe, is it not true that the fetid pustules who have opposed Judge Cobalt hate him only because as a small child he was a Hitler Youth, as though that mattered?
Well, my honest, upstanding, brilliant friend from Kentucky, I must say that I am astonished by the putrid depths to which these apostles of hate and chaos have sunk. Many Democrats are close personal friends of mine, even though their breath is abominable and their very presence has forced us to install washroom facilities just out of camera range. But they are not only disgusting, they are incapable of rational thought. They would rob this nation of Judge Cobalt's legal brilliance simply because he once machine-gunned some innocent French people. Now, who among us has not accidentally machine gunned?
Senators, your time has expired.
Thank you, Senator.
Oh, heck. Okay, Senator Warner.
Melissa, how much time have we remaining? Seven hours? Are you sure? Your watch couldn't be a little slow. Please, tell me your watch is a little slow. Oh, rats. Much as it pains me, the senator from Nevada. I'm sorry, Harry. I know how you feel. It's your turn again.
Who's awake? Huh? Ted? Take it, Ted.
Thank you, Senator. I have sat here quietly, fueled by caffeine, and am more than a bit bothered about the tone of the other side. Both I personally and my colleagues have been vilified as everything from pond scum to traitors.
Well, you are.
Mr. President.
Senator Hatch, I must ask you to restrain your understandable enthusiasm against these repulsive political slugs.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, John. How much time have I got left?
Either 3 minutes or 3 hours, Ted. I suspect it's minutes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will not need all my time.
Mr. President!
Now, Orrin?
Procedural question, Ted.
Yes, Senator Hatch.
How much time do I have left?
Oh, mercy. Three hours and 10 minutes, Orrin.
I would like to point out that the only difference between us is that our side has not invoked the Section 4 privilege of secret filibuster. which you clowns have invoked half a dozen times in the past 10 years. It's just tit for tat, senators. You did it to Bill Clinton, and we are obligated to retaliate. I turn back the bulk of this time with the understanding that I might reclaim this time at a some future time.
Huh? Oh, right. Yeah, whatever, Ted.
Mr. President.
Yes, Orin.
I do want the distinguished pig from that left-wing lard barrel known as Massachusetts. That this isn't personal. We can only really govern as you do by showbiz and intimidation.
I understand, Warren. Nothing personal either. Even though you are a hysterical right-wing loony.
Granted.
Is my time as president pro tem over yet? What did I do to deserve this?
I'm a grandfather. I'm a veteran or something. I've tried.
Orin, I think John is broken. Perhaps we should change him now.
I must agree with the revolting senator from the liberal Northeast, Arlen.
No. No, not me. Please, Orin.
Somebody has to do it, Senator Spector. It's your turn.
No, please. I'm sorry about the magic bullet. I promise I'll never do it again.
The Average Network has brought you a portion of the live Senate semi-quasi-filibuster written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrities were impersonated by geese who may now continue their flight to Cancun without our director. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.
Love's always been my game. Play it how I may, I was made that way. I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Falling in love again, never wanted to.